Kayla Laney is giving her notes a last-minute perusal before she and her classmates take a computer science exam. Her hard work is paying off. She will graduate from the University of Louisiana at Monroe's computer science program in August, and she's already found a job.
I'm employed with CenturyLink Corporate as a software developer on the BSS Ensemble team. I started out as an intern in my junior year, and they hired me on as a temporary employee, and upon graduation will actually hire me full-time.
The National Association of Colleges and Employers puts computer science graduates in third place behind business and engineering as most likely to find work right out of college. Jose Cordova is the chair of the computer science program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe's computer science program. He says graduates from his department are looking at rosy job prospects.
I have been in this position for the past 6 or 7 years, and I have noticed as of late a marked increase in demand for computer science majors. And it's not just a local demand, it's a nationwide trend.
Employers in this field agree that the need for software technicians is high. Steve Miller is the vice president of Software and Services, a company in Shreveport that designs computer programs for municipal governments. He's just hired 2 ULM graduates. Miller says they stand to make good money.
I would imagine probably in the 35 to 40 range is what I would guess is kind of a reasonable entry level for our types of positions that we're talking about.
Of course, not every graduating student is looking at similar employment opportunities. The National Association of Colleges and Employers study ranks holders of liberal arts degrees as being less than half as likely to find work as those who have computer science degrees. Hope Myers is getting set to graduate with a master's degree in English. She's unsure about job prospects.
They're a little iffy. Originally, going into a master's program, I wanted to teach college. And with all the budget cuts, of course, to all educations in all states, it's looking a little dim.
But Myers is working at the process.
I have sent resumes out a couple of places, but the problem is most people won't hire us directly. I may have the prospect of getting an adjunct position, but that may or may not pay maybe $2,000 a semester per class, and that's very dismal when you have student loans to pay and a family to support.
She says her job search might force her to move far away.
It almost looks like the only surefire way to get a position is if I teach abroad, an ESL program maybe in South Korea.
But job seekers from all disciplines should take heart. ULM's Director for Career Connections, Rosalind Pogue, says that if students carry forward the work ethic they brought to their studies, to their employment search, and stay the course, they'll eventually find work.
For those of you that are still looking, do not give up. Be persistent. Never give up. Stay focused. Because that job's out there. You may not find it immediately, but that job is out there.
And some liberal arts graduates have better prospects than others. The Colleges and Employers study says those graduating with degrees in political science and psychology are more likely to be hired than their peers. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.